Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. We are back with the Sagara family. Okay, so let me explain some things before I get started. I was going to use this program called Magpie, which is supposed to full screen your games, but I was talking with somebody, and they basically said, hey, look, this game is 4x3. You're trying to fit a 4x3 image into a 16x9 screen, and what happens is you're going to make it really, really wide. Like, super wide. Everything's going to look real fucked up. The game is meant to be presented in 4x3. It's old. Okay? So there's nothing I can do about the black bars on the sides. It is old. And if you stretch it, it's gonna look stretched and it's gonna look bad. So don't stretch a 4x3 game to make it full screen. I thought I had a problem, but I realized that the solution to the problem was that I didn't have a problem at all. There was no problem. I was thinking that it was an issue that my games weren't full screen, but then I realized, hey, there is no problem here. This is supposed to be 4x3. So let's enjoy the 4x3 and continue with this game. Do you want me to help you with the Japanese too? Yes, yes. One evening, I see Rorka in the living room when I get home. She asks me to help her study. I have no problem, so I tell her okay. But do you really need my help for it? Yes, I'm not smart. It's not true, you know a lot. But, I see, you forget it easily. I'm Marka's daughter, you know. I don't think so. Rurika droops her shoulders, and I rub her head. That is true, Maria forgets things often, but... Alright, let's study then. Yes, thank you, Yusuke. No problem, which page are you studying now? Ah, this page. Oh, about Kenji Miyazawa. I look at Rorika. I've read this book before. Or rather, I've read his book before. Ah, good. Again, I can see Rorika's panties. I tried to ignore it, but especially today's, last time she was wearing pretty panties. But she's wearing sexy panties today. Over the panties, I can tell where her slit is, rather. Would make sense if he couldn't tell, right? No, what am I looking at? What is it? You look red again. Oh, did you see my panties again? I don't have a choice. They're exposed. You better hide them, Rorika. Why? I don't care. By the way, she smiles nicely at me, but she doesn't hide them. I see. She's been growing up with girls, so she isn't cautious. Then Rorika suddenly moves closer to me. Yusuke, which do you like, a tall girl or a short girl? That has nothing to do with this subject. Why don't you answer me? She takes the initiative here, and I can never win since her panties are in sight. Alright, I'll give her an answer and tell her to hide them. A tall girl. I see. How about her figure? Figure? Glamorous? The fuck is glamorous? Shapely? Shapely. Okay, this is the last question. What kind of girl do you like? A vague question. Answer me! She pulls at the edge of my clothes and acts like an unmanageable child. Why doesn't she hide them? I can still see your pant- I'm trying not to look at them, but... You mean impression? Yeah, tell me. Uh, Kind of like a dangerous girl. A dangerous girl? Are you talking about me? Huh? Oh, what am I gonna do? We love each other. Smiling, she says so, scratching her head. Yeah, she's cute, but she needs to hide her panties. But please hide your panties. Yusuke, you're too sensitive. She finally hides them. Ah, I can calm down now. You'll lose a girl if you're so sensitive, but we love each other anyway. No, we don't. Well, it's alright. What did you say? Never mind. We love each other? It's okay if she says so. Anyway, I can calm down since her panties are now hidden. I'm home! Welcome home, you're late today. I was talking with a friend, that's why. Are you going grocery shopping? Yes, I am. Mom, don't play hooky. Go get stuff for dinner. Okay, I'm going. See you later. Maria leaves. Then my eyes meet with Rorika's. Rorika, aren't you going with her too? I cook, so others have to go get groceries. Sanae and Imaru too? Sai went to a vegetable shop, Emeru went to a supermarket, and Mom went to a meat shop. Should I go get something? No, I already asked them for everything we need. You just wait for dinner. Rorika smiles. She actually is the homemaker here. Wait a second. What? Nothing. Liar. What is it? Well, I just realized I've never been here with someone alone. Alone? Rorika suddenly looks down. What? Why does she look down? Then she suddenly looks up and... Oh, I forgot. I need curry paste. Heh? Yusuke, go get some, please. Didn't you say I don't have to go? You don't want to? You won't help me? Is she crying? Oh no, did I make a girl cry? What did I do? I'll go. You want curry paste, right? Yes, I'm going. I quickly leave the house. Come on now. Sorry, Yusuke. I don't notice that she sticks her tongue out behind me. So many things have happened in my life lately, and they're still going on. I walked down the hallway in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. We only have one bathroom in this house, and six of us are living here. We have to fight over the bathroom often. So I use the bathroom whenever I get a chance, otherwise Sanae will complain again. A girl scream. What the hell? Oh no, help me! It's coming from the bathroom. Arisa? I run. What's going on, Arisa? First thing that jumps into my eyes is... Ahem! There are three famous views in Japan. Matsushima, Miyajima, Amo Hashidate, and the Sagara family bathroom. Four views? No, what am I thinking? She points at something with tears in her eyes. She's in her underwear. Anyway, I look at where she's pointing at. What's that? She's in a panic. I see, there's a big, beautiful... cockroach. A cockroach! Well, of course I don't love them, and I won't have one as my pet, but I can't turn away since I'm a man, even though I hate them. So I quickly take my slipper off and hit it. Yeah! It's dead. Hee hee, you little villain. I don't know if it was a villain, but anyway, I take a tissue and clean it up. Arisa has been clinging to my back, slowly looks at it. Her womanly scent tickles my nose. Don't worry, it's gone. I confidently look at her. Good. Relieved, she holds her arms around her chest. By the way, who invented the bra? I can't see her boobs. Her beautiful white skin and beautiful tits. Glop. Thank you, Yusuke. She bows to me. Her beautiful hair runs down her thin shoulders. Yusuke? And her pretty navel. She has no extra meat around her waist, and she has long, smooth legs. She's like a sculpture of Venus from Greece. Then she notices my perverted eyes on her, and she turns red. She holds her arms in front of her breast, trying to hide them. No, don't look at me, Yusuke! She squats down. Now I can see her beautiful hip line. Go away! I'm sorry! I turn around and run out of the bathroom. And I close the door behind me. Oh my, I saw... I ruminate on what I saw. Her beautiful hair, her thin shoulders, her pretty panties, her big boobs, thin waist, beautiful hip line, and her long legs. And I imagine what's under her panties. Tuh, the cockroach should have waited a little longer. I murmur and then... Ah! Oh! I jump. Oh no, I'm not imagining your naked body. Well, what are you talking about, Yusuke? Phew, she's talking to me from behind that door. Good, she can't see my face. I probably look like a pervert right now. Ah, thank you. And I'm sorry I kicked you out. Heh. Oh no, no problem at all. I'm really grateful. My pleasure. If I could see her beautiful body again, I'd kill all the cockroaches until they disappear from the world. Yusuke. You're so reliable. Arisa blushes. No, I'm not. Again. Thank you very much. See you later. I'll take a bath now. Oh yes, let me know when you're finished. Okay. I sense her leave from behind the door. I want to see inside, but she's innocently appreciated. I can't do anything bad to her. I sigh and leave from in front of the bathroom. Arisa, she didn't blame me that I saw her in her underwear. She only thanked me. She's lovely. She's totally different from Sanae. The next day, on my way home. I go to Arisa's work again. I can't forget what I saw last night. She was a feast for my eyes. While I walk there, I hear the children's cheerful voices. Miss Sagara, hug me tight. Oh, me too, me too. Okay, okay, I'll hug you one by one. Oh, Miss Cigar is wearing different panties from yesterday. Hey, Shin, don't roll up my skirt. As soon as I hear the words, I run. I have to see what's happening to her right now. Miss Cigar's panties have a ribbon. They're pretty. Can I touch them? No. A magnificent view. Do that more, kids. Show me your pretty panties. No, by any means should you fucking say this. This is like purely Japanese. Holy shit. That, I can't believe what I just read as far as that line is concerned. I want to touch them. I'm telling you no. Yikes. Good boy, you'll be a success in the future. A ribbon, a ribbon! No! Ah! Miss Sagara's legs are so smooth. Yeah, so smooth. Oh. They'll become famous in their futures. Well, perhaps they'll become offenders. Yeah? Stop it, Reiji. Ah! Ugh. One of the kids touches it. In English, people call it a crotch. Not just a touch, he actually grabs there. Don't! She moans. Aren't they too much? Is it honey, honey? Mr. Gar is soft.
Honey, honey?
Soft!
Stop.
Yeah, so stop! No! Arisa yells and runs away from them. She's panting next to the exit of the kindergarten. Man, what fucking crazy kids, man. So she's actually right next to me. Hello? Oh! She jumps, surprised. Yusuke, why are you here? I was just walking by on my way home. Oh, did you see what happened to me? Huh? I just got here, so I pretend I didn't see anything, and she looks relieved. Good. So you finished your classes for today, then? Yes. You're about finished with your work, too, right? By the way, I'm sorry about last night, she bows to me. That was nothing. I'll do anything, and I'll go anywhere for you. Listening to me, she blushes. Maybe not in the bathroom. Ah, of course. I just said it as an example. I try to find an excuse. Ooh, pardon. Then she giggles. Teehee. Actually, perhaps I don't mind since it's you, Yusuke. Eh? I'm surprised, and she continues. But I'd appreciate you coming in when I'm cleaning up. You could help me clean up. Oh, I'm disappointed. Of course I'll help you. Please. Miss Sagara, come back. Let's play more. Miss Sagara, Ray is being mean to Mina. The kids are having fun. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll be right there. She tells them and looks at me. I've got a little more work to do. Good. I have to go shopping now. Okay, see you later. She waves at me and goes back to the children. I leave the kindergarten, hearing the kids' shouts of joy behind. Aris is good. She comforts me. I think about Aris while I walk under the warm afternoon sunlight. Finally, she wipes off the sweat on her forehead while she puts the sheets for the children's naps in the washing machine. The washing machine starts. All the kids went home already and only the nurses are left. But, Miss Sagara. Oh, she jumps. The director's hand is on her ass. Director! Are you doing the laundry? Thank you very much. He whispers in her ear with his disgusting voice. Arisa makes a face because he has such bad breath. Excuse me, your hand is on my... Huh? Oh, it's no good if you stop working. He touches Arisa's hand with his other hand. I'm impressed with your hard work. I always evaluate people right. Saying this, his face moves close to hers. But you know the world's in a recession right now. I have a hard time managing this kindergarten. He touches her breast over her blouse. No! She weakly says no, but she doesn't move away. Not that she doesn't, she can't. I have to think about laying off some of the workers soon. His hand can't cover her entire breast since they're so big. I have to think about whom I should let go.
もちろん相良先生の熱心さは高く評価していると思う。
私としても相良先生にはやめてほしくないが、やはり仕事と市場は切り離して考えるべきだと。
Well, of course. Of course I know you work hard, and I don't want you to quit. But you know, I should think about it business-like. He says while he mixes official business with his personal affairs. I became a nurse. It's been my dream since I was a kid. I know. I really understand you, but... He moves his hand lower, and he rolls up her skirt. Arisa bends like a bow. Miss Sagara, we need to have a meeting about Murayama. Someone calls her name. Yes, I'll be there in a minute. She shakes the director's hands off and runs. The director angrily stands there in the laundry room. Well, there are a lot of chances. I don't need to rush. He smirks. Oh, man. Damn, folks, that's absolutely crazy. The director, I guess we could say he's scum. He's definitely scum. Because he's like, I'm gonna fire these people, yet I'm gonna fucking fondle this woman. Grope her, basically. It's what he's fucking doing. And it's like, it says in the text, it says it's not that she doesn't run away, it's that she can't. So that guy's a fucking dick. And hopefully something will happen. You know, sometimes these stories do point out things in life that absolutely fucking suck and do go on. There are assholes that manipulate women like that. So, hopefully he'll get what's coming to him. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I am out for the Sagara family. And we'll see you next time with more.